Hello and welcome to This Day Rocks from Vintage Rock Pod, the daily podcast looking back on this day in the history of rock. I'm Paul Stevenson. Today is June the 14th and we wish a happy 77th birthday to legendary keyboard player Rod Argent. Inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame with the Zombies, he later formed his own band, Argent, who had a huge hit album 50 years ago with All Together Now and hit singles Hold Your Head Up and God Gave Rock and Roll to You. Also born on this day in 1949, and sadly someone we lost just a couple of weeks ago, was drummer, most notably with Yes, Alan White. Alan sadly passed away on May 26th. Now, Alan also drummed for many other people, including John Lennon's band, famously drumming on hits Imagine and Instant Karma. And today's show, we remember someone else we've sadly lost, who died on this day in 1995. Yes, on this day in 1995, we lost one of the greatest blues rock guitarists ever, Rory Gallagher. Aged just 47 years old, his liver failed him. He had a transplant, but complications meant just 13 weeks after the operation, he passed away. Rory's solo albums have sold more than 30 million copies around the world. He's massively loved in Ireland, where he was from, and just a couple of weeks ago was the annual Rory Gallagher Festival, where acts and fans from all over the world flocked to Ballyshannon to enjoy the festivities. Indeed, next year's festival dates have already been announced, June the 1st to the 4th, 2023. Tickets available soon. Mark it on your diary. Anyway, I was fortunate enough to have had Rory's longtime bass player on the show recently, Jerry McAvoy. Jerry played with Rory on all his solo albums across a 21-year period. He was the only ever-present member of Rory's band. So here he is, talking about his good friend.
We talk about Rory as a guitar player. I mean, he's phenomenal. Everyone knows that. He's one of the greatest guitar players we've seen. But as a person, what kind of a person was Rory?
He's very reserved, very shy. Rory, you know, he kept himself to himself, you know, but at the same time, I mean, when we weren't working, I mean, I'd meet Rory, I'd go up to Chelsea, whatever, you know, and we'd go out and have a couple of pints and go for a meal and on the road, especially in the States, because Rory's a big movie fan, and as I am as well. So on off days, we'd end up going to see the movies, you know, go to the movies together, and, you know, he enjoyed that. But he liked his own space as well, like we all do, you know. But as opposed to being extroverted on stage as he was actually quite an introvert off stage, you know. But we could have a couple of wild times as well, you know.
And as we mentioned, you were really the only real constant, weren't you, with Rory all the way through 20 years. You're talking two decades. You recorded on all of his studio albums. You worked with him for so long. So what was it between the two of you that worked so well then, do you think?
There was a friendship, besides everything else, besides being musical partners, there was a friendship between Rory and I, a very close friendship. And I think also first of all, as I said, I was a guitar player before a bass player, so I could read things. And I know it sounds silly, but I think Rory, between us, we had this sort of telepathy thing. I can't explain it. I don't want to go down that road. I mean, you know, the telepathy thing, you know. But there was times I knew that Rory was going to play something before he played it. I mean, a lick or whatever, you know, it's just because I'd been there for so many years, you know. And vice versa, Rory with me as well, you know. He could be sometimes that I was going to do something beforehand. I mean, it was just a great combination between the two of us, you know.
The wonderful Jerry McAvoy there. You can hear him tell more wonderful stories from his time working with Rory on my recent episode, episode 66, released just over a week ago. Definitely do check it out. Well, that's it for June the 14th then. I'll be back tomorrow to talk about the early release from a band that would go on to change the musical world. So until then, take care.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.